In its latest report, Human Rights Watch says attacks on civilians in the town of Kulbuz and neighboring villages in West Darfur State earlier this month left at least 125 people dead, including 5 children, over 100 injured, and 33,000 displaced. The human rights group says most of the victims reportedly are from the non-Arab Gimir community. It says attackers reportedly burned homes and farms and stole livestock. Muhammad Osman is a Sudanese researcher at Human Rights Watch. He says it is hard not to think the international community, which watched Darfur with eagle eyes for years, has abandoned these victims of ethnic attacks.
We saw trends of abuses that include targeting of civilians, destruction of properties, markets, attacking healthcare facilities, as we saw that in Krynik and in Gineina after in April. While at the same time, we do continue to witness the failure or the unwillingness of authorities to deter these attacks or to even bring perpetrators to justice.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, has reported that over 24 of Gimir villages were burned over 5 days, allegedly by armed members of the Rizegat and Abala Arab communities. The UN said the attacks followed a dispute between individuals related to a livestock wrestling incident. The International Organization for Migration reported in May that almost 60,000 people remain displaced in Krynik, most of them sheltering in open areas, schools, or other public buildings. The IOM say only 7% of them say they intend to return home, indicating continued security concerns. Osman says survivors told the Human Rights Watch team that attackers pulled civilians, including children, out of homes and shot them. They also burned others in their homes or in the streets as they fled. He says the Joint Human Rights Office in Sudan of the UN Integrated Transitional Assistance Mission in Sudan, or UNITAMS, and the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights should secure regular access to Darfur to investigate and report on abuses.
And it's also crucial for the international community to start really pushing authorities in place and urge collectively to address and the underlying causes of violence in Darfur.
The UN says at least 75,000 people were displaced in Darfur and South Kordofan between January and May, while an additional 11,000 fled to Chad as refugees. West Darfur State has suffered several large attacks since the mandate of the United Nations African Union peacekeeping force ended in December 2020. Osman says Sudan's government forces have failed to protect civilians during attacks. Two survivors from Krynik said the armed forces fired warning shots to keep attackers away from their garrison where many people were sheltering, but did not intervene to deter attacks or protect civilians who were unable to reach to the garrison. Addressing community elders in Al Janina town of West Darfur State early this week, the deputy head of Sudan Sovereign Council, Muhammad Hamdan Dagalo, expressed the deepest regrets of the Sudanese authorities for the violence in Darfur. Dagalo commands the paramilitary rapid support forces. Speaking in Arabic, Dagalo called on the rival groups in Darfur to reconcile and stop the killing and attacks on each other to allow the area to develop. Dagalo says a country can only be built through stability, which can allow the society to develop, to engage in agriculture and stability. Please, he says, let's fight tribalism, stop racism, stop the ongoing killing, stop the incitement, and keep away from all those who incite the violence. On June 14th, the UN warned that the violence in Kulbuz was impeding humanitarian access to communities in need. This comes at a critical time, with the World Food Programme having reported in June that West Darfur is a state with the highest level of food insecurity in Sudan, with 65% of the population currently food insecure. Human Rights Watch documented intimidation and attacks against individuals who filed complaints following the attacks in Al Janina, including those who sought to bring complaints against RSF officials. Osman says the Sudanese authorities should not only investigate the government forces, notably the RSF's involvement in abuses, but also the lack of response by other government forces during attacks as well as crimes committed by armed militias. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.